I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, Hall of Fame quarterback Steve Young tells the story of his two thoroughly strange years as the USFL's $40 million man. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at this week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
When Alabama football coach Nick Saban was asked on Wednesday for his reaction to Donald Trump's victory in the general election, Coach Saban indicated that he hadn't known that Tuesday was election day. I guess you have to give the coach credit for a safe answer, but I'm not sure it reflects well on him in terms of anything beyond the
well,
football
field. I give him credit for being ahead of his time. Most of us are just sitting here trying to forget it was election day.
I wonder if New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick wishes that he'd come up with a response like Coach Saban's when he was asked about his correspondence with the president-elect.
This was a very strange story because when the president-elect was reading this letter in New Hampshire, it read like a letter from Bill Belichick to Donald Trump that Donald Trump would have written.
Yes, it did.
But apparently it's legit, and Bill has addressed it and has now moved on to Seattle.
Did any other sports/election stories catch your eye this week, Charlie?
I talked to some friends of mine who cover the NBA, and the NBA players are not happy. And I think anybody who covers sports is going to have to get used to demonstrations this year because they're going to be ongoing.
NFL officials have taken a lot of heat this season, Charlie. I understand they performed especially badly on Monday when the Seahawks played the Bills. What happened at that game?
Well, there was a blocked field goal attempt at the end of the first half, and it got all screwed up into what penalty they were going to call on Richard Sherman for running into the kicker. And that bad piece of officiating led to a mess of bad officiating, including the clock not being reset and Buffalo lining up for a field goal and being called for delay of game. It's very hard to explain it to you if you didn't watch it. Mm. But if you watched it, you wondered if Walt Anderson's officiating crew had been like flown in from FIFA and were watching American football for the first time.
Your inclination to pull soccer into this, it just...
No, but this is the kind of thing that FIFA... This screw-up is so bad that you can believe FIFA would do it. That's how bad this screw-up was.
Voters in Arlington opened the city coffers for construction of a new ballpark for the Texas Rangers, while San Diegans said no to public funds for a new home for the Chargers. What do you make of this tale of two stadiums?
The Arlington people are suckers, and the San Diego people are smart and brave. That's what I make of it. Of course, remember that the last time the Rangers had a new ballpark, there was some, hanky-panky going on with the eminent domain laws that redounded to the profit of one George W. Bush.
Yes, indeed.
And he wound up getting sued by the Curtis Mathis people, whose land got appropriated.
On Sunday, Dale Earnhardt Jr. got pulled over for speeding. Wait a minute. It was Sunday. Sunday! Wasn't Dale Earnhardt Jr. supposed to be speeding?
No, he's out under what you'll be amazed to learn is the NASCAR concussion protocol. And he was stopped for speeding on the way to the speedway.
He hadn't gotten close
this
enough.
This is a great thing. But the guy let him off with a warning, which I think is pretty neat.
Since 2005, Major League Baseball has shipped the so-called wrong winner merchandise of the World Series losers to World Vision. That's a charity that donates clothing to needy countries. This year, gear celebrating the Cleveland Indians as World Series champions will be destroyed. Instead, the league says it wants to, quote, protect the team from inaccurate merchandise being available in the general marketplace. And I think it's a terrible decision.
It's an awful decision, and it's MLB being cheap where it doesn't have to be. And what's the problem if somebody wants to wear a T-shirt that says, the Cleveland Indians won the World Series? They almost did.
That's right.
I mean, they almost did.
Came within an eyelash.
Absolutely.
The Montreal Canadiens sit comfortably on top of the NHL's Eastern Conference, but that didn't stop the team's head coach from requesting a pep talk from a golf legend named Jack Nicklaus before Tuesday's game against the Boston Bruins. How'd it go?
Apparently, it went really well, although the coach does say it took the players a few seconds to realize who he was. Most of the players weren't born when Jack Nicklaus won his first golf championship. I mean, but as we know, there are no bigger golf nuts on the planet than professional hockey players. So I would guarantee you that at least some of them were enormously thrilled.
On November 22nd, the NHL's Las Vegas expansion team will reveal its nickname and logo. I guess that probably means they've already chosen it, but you want to have some fun with that because you probably have some suggestions for what that team ought to be called.
What, the Las Vegas hockey team?
Yeah.
Yeah, the trifectas.
At least kind of like hat trick.
Yeah.
Only, yeah, I love it. What about the logo? Anything?
I don't know.
Hand of poker?
That will be one gaming device or another. It will change from game to game.
It's like pulling the slot machine thing. I love it. Yes. And finally, this year, we've seen golf courses all around the world. I'm thinking of the video of this.
Yes.
People have to find it on their own. Anyway, we have seen golf courses all around the world, overridden by all sorts of wildlife. We get giant alligators, deer, moose, bear. Now, courtesy of the Nedbank Golf Challenge in Sun City, South Africa, we have, I don't know what you call them, a flock of mongoose? A murder of mongoose?
An exaltation of mongoose. I didn't know they traveled in herds.
That they do.
But apparently they do. And the most impressive thing about the parade of mongoose across the green, there's a golf ball right in the middle of the parade of mongoose, and the mongoose don't touch it.
No, they have no interest in
it. They are absolutely dedicated to the rules of golf.
And also to the proposition that if you can't eat it, you should leave it alone.
Absolutely.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.